Welcome to my oral history report. I chose to interview my wife's grandfather. We call him Pops, but he'll tell you more about his name and where he came from. He's from a small island in New Zealand. You're going to need to turn your volume up pretty high. He talks really quiet. He's like over 80 years old. So just bear with all of his pauses and his ums, but he's a great guy.
Is Colin Grant. Grant is, of course, a family name. It's a Scottish name, but my family are Maori. And I grew up in a transitional environment that was continuing to transition. Settlement of New Zealand really didn't get going in terms of British settlement there and Scottish until around the 1800s. And, my family were Maori, and my mother and in my day, we weren't permitted to learn Maori. School. Of course, now it's all changed, and the emphasis is on teaching everybody to speak it. So that's basically me.
So you said you're from New Zealand. Like, so we know you're from a special part of New Zealand.
Yeah, from the North Island, and the Maori tradition is, Abel Tasman discovered New Zealand in the history, 1700 and something, but the Maoris were there earlier, of course, not all that long earlier. They called it Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud. Two islands, the North Island and the South Island. And my family lived in the northern part of the country on an island called Great Barrier Island. And it was called Aotea, and that's where my family started. And not a very big island, I guess, and I'm just guessing, about 7 miles long by about 4 miles wide, maybe 8 miles, I can't remember. But that's where I spent a lot of my time. Both my mother and father were born on the island and in different locations. One was Motare and the other was called Kawa, which was, of course, right on the beachfront.
You said that did you have a lot of family on the island? Like, did you grow up with a lot of cousins?
Yes, that has fluctuated over the years. Mainly because of employment. When I was younger, I was able to. I spent a lot of time there with my uncle Toby, was his short name, and Adi Kiriri. They were brother and sister, and they were son and daughter. Great grandmother, whose name was Rahi Miraka Kionin Tanga Kotere, and she was an amazing lady, a lady of respect amongst her people, and I didn't ever meet her or know her other than what had been told me by her son, my grandfather, Wiri, Kinoreoti was his name. And as a youngster, they told me me, this is your tupuna, and which is a grandparent, you know, or an elder and or ancestor. And I called him Tupi. And so just as I'm known as Pops by a lot, Tupi came to be known as Tupi. You know, their stories could fill up separate. On the barrier, it was right on the ocean side, of course, being an island off the island, and a lot of time was spent in gathering crops. There were chooks, as we call them, chickens that we didn't have pens for them, but they roamed wild, and nice. We would find the nests and collect the eggs, and those that we didn't find, or some that we did, we left them, and they hatched chickens, and they just continued to multiply. And they would roost in these fig trees, and the fig trees were 15 feet high, as big as this room, you know, further. Just, and what was kind of interesting is that as a youngster, I used to watch these tiny birds come by, and they would eat out of these figs, and the fig would become fermented. And what would happen is these birds would fly drunk. And they would actually crash into branches. And then we'd have cows to milk. We didn't have a lot. We'd probably, thinking back, we had about 3 cows, you know, that we'd milk, and I'd milk them in the morning and in the evenings. And then we grew crops, and my uncle would plow the field with a horse and grow what they called kumaras, which were something like a sweet potato. I can remember sitting in the completely enclosed in grapevines and just eating the grapes.
We're all very jealous because we can imagine that you lived in a like pretty much a beach house or a beach farm overlooking the ocean. Would you be able to describe like the house you grew up in, like what that was like?
Well, actually, the house that we lived in at that time. Now this would have been when I was there. It would have been. Let me think, 44, from about 44, you know, I spent a lot of time there. I was born in 38, so 30, you know, 44. And what was interesting, I can remember, now that you're asking me, on the beach, I would go around the beaches, and there was miles of beaches. And I would find cans that would come ashore, and I'd open them up, and I would find food and all kinds of candy and sugar and stuff from the Second World War.
Whoa.
Wow.
And these cans that would come ashore, you know.
That's cool.
And, yeah, and it was kind of like just a treat. Almost half a mile out, the tide would go out. And fully in when we came in with the dinghy rowing, the launch had to be anchored out in deep water where it wouldn't be set on dry sand when the tide went out. And so we would row into shore, but sometimes when the tide wasn't fully in, we had to put the anchor, the dinghy, and walk in. Then I would have to go out and get the dinghy later and bring it into shore. But in order to do that, I had to put a paddle, take it and put it in front of me, and push it along the sand, because what would happen is stingrays that would just settle in the sand and you couldn't see them. Well, you'd have to, especially if the water was a bit disturbed, you know, and so you could easily stand on it. And so I would put a paddle down to push in front of me that it would hit a stingray and get it up and out of my way before you'd go. And, you know, that was just kind of, you know, just normal, you know, you did that. I mean, we ate fish that we caught. We got shellfish, you know, pippies and oysters. I can remember taking homemade bread and going down with a slice in my hand and breaking oysters and eating a bite of bread and an oyster, you know, and just eating that, or going down and getting pippies and breaking them open and eating them right out of the shell, you know.